I want to head to Jared Blickray, who's tracking the market reaction. Certainly setting up to be an ugly day today, Jared.
Yes, it is. And let's go straight to the Wi-Fi Interactive, where we can chart the overnight price action. I want to begin with the S&P 500 futures, and this is going back 2 days. So this actually covers the price decline we had yesterday afternoon into the close. We got a brief respite, and then the headlines started pouring out around 8 p.m., and they continued overnight. But you can see we've found some footing here. So I just want to go to some of the markets that are being most affected right now. Now, the Russian stock market is down 35%. Today alone. This is what happened overnight. And here's the 5-day price action down 43%. So Vladimir Putin knows that he is shooting himself economically in the foot, at least certain ways, willing to take that risk. You can see some of these ETFs that we have that cover the Russian sphere. That's down 23% here. RSX also down about 23%. And this 24% over the last 5 days doesn't include the overnight price action. And you can see what's happening in the metals market. Anything futures that's tied to Russia, palladium, in the upper left. That's up 10% today alone. You can see over the trailing 5 days, up 15%. These are huge moves. Crude oil jumping 7.5%. That is the biggest move that we've seen since November of 2020. We're at multi-year highs here. WTI actually topped $100 per barrel for the first time since July of 2014. Natural gas, here's another market, up 11% over the last 5 days. We know that the Nord Stream 2 project is put on hold right now, at least as part of the sanction efforts with Russia. And here's wheat, the breadbasket of Europe, the Ukraine, and also Russia, big wheat producers. Wheat's up 5% overnight, 17% over the last 5 days. And so we know that contributes to food inflation around the entire world because these are fungible commodities. Same deal with corn, up 10% over the trailing week. And with respect to currencies, the U.S. dollar spiking higher. That means when this is going higher, that means the ruble is flagging. So I want to go back to some of our charts here in our quote list and go specifically to the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is breaking higher, and we've seen it move higher at various times in this year and in response basically to the Fed. And let's not forget, we still had a structurally weak market due to the anticipation that the Fed is going to not only raise interest rates this year, but wind down its balance sheet. So this is a 2-month chart of the U.S. dollar index, and we are right back up to the highs of 2022. Very instructive here because the U.S. dollar can march higher not only because of interest rate differentials, but also because of haven flows. So really interesting to see a lot of global flight into the U.S. dollar right now, guys.
Yeah, and I was looking at interest rate futures this morning. The chances of a 50 basis point hike at the March meeting have been pretty much cut in half this morning as all of this is unfolding.